KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks that left at least 1,200 Israelis dead and more than 250 taken hostage. Talks on ending the war are taking place in Egypt. Here's ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell.
President Trump optimistic about the chances of success.
We're going to have a Gaza deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Growing numbers of Israelis now demanding an end to the war and the return of the hostages, among them the bodies of two Americans, Omar Neutra and Itay Chen.
The government shutdown goes on, both Democrats and Republicans digging in. No new talks are scheduled. The shutdown has led to air traffic control shortages at some airports, including Burbank, California, where the airport was forced to shut down last night. President Trump is now talking about invoking the more than 200-year-old Insurrection Act so he can send National Guard troops into cities where local leaders say they aren't wanted and aren't needed. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Could one of the most powerful people in the state capitol be leaving office? Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The longest-serving speaker of the state assembly is thinking about stepping down next year. Racine County Representative and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN 12's Upfront program he hasn't decided yet but is weighing his options. He said it's not the first time he's thought about quitting, but he says past challenges kept him going. In the interview, Voss did say he expects Republicans to keep control of the assembly. He said he's looking forward to working with whomever becomes the new governor. He says he'll make a decision in January.
And Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill into law that cracks down on misusing artificial intelligence. Wisconsin Act 34 is a bipartisan measure that targets the use of AI to create or share explicit photos of someone without their consent, specifically photos that aren't even real. They can be used as a form of revenge porn, which the state already has laws against. Adding AI to the statute specifically adds new protections as more and more deepfakes show up online. It used to be really easy to tell when somebody's face was edited into a photo, but that's only gotten harder. The law specifically defines synthetic intimate representation and prohibits posting AI with the intent to harass or intimidate someone. Supporters say it's about protecting privacy in a digital world. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers are again focusing on free speech on college campuses. They're proposing a bill that would punish universities if they violate free speech rights. Schools could face lawsuits, tuition freezes, and would even have to note violations on admissions documents. The plan also calls for First Amendment training and surveys about political bias every 2 years. Similar bills are being considered in 19 states. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers roll past the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-3 victory over the Cubs in their best of five playoff series. The Cubs have now lost two in a row. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, in the first two games, we have just not, you know, produced enough pressure on them. And it's, you know, that's going to add up to a lot of zeros.
Game three tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock at Wrigley Field. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked if Quinn Priester will be on the mound.
Do you know what your plans are for game three starting pitcher?
Game three will be Priester.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Heat 103-93 in preseason play. The Packers held practice and wide receiver Christian Watson out there since that ACL injury last January. Does it feel good to be back?
100%. I got to knock a little bit of rust off. Obviously, it's been a while since I've been able to, you know, go out there and play football. But from just, you know, confidence and just running and everything, it felt really good.
That's Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, some frost possible early, otherwise sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, comedian Jim Flanagan joins to talk a Wisconsin date. Then a mystery guest drops by. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
Hegseth went to Memphis and stood behind Stephen Miller as he bragged about a ramped up federal presence there in a speech that I'm sure sounded tough in his head.
You know, the gangbangers that you deal with, they think that they're ruthless. They have no idea how ruthless we are. They think they're tough. They have no idea how tough we are. They think that they're hardcore. We are so much more hardcore than they are.
What a f***ing loser. And I've got to say, at this point, white supremacists just have to be embarrassed, right? This is your champion right here? A man who looks like he still has a soft spot on his skull?
Oh, God bless the comedians. Oh, hey, look, there's a red-haired one.
What? Hey!
Jody on the show.
Yeah, what?
That's what we're waiting for. I'm gonna talk with Steffi. Who's our favorite in for?
You're holding my child, Bonnie. I can't call you a whore while you're holding my child.
She could be both. Why not both?
Good morning, whore. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm wearing my Chicago Steph head shirt. Why, Jody?
Your boobs look big.
Because it makes our racks look great.
They do.
We don't. It's because Karen in Chicago has a great rack. She makes shirts.
So does Anita.
Like at Racks R Us or something.
Anita in San Antonio also has a really nice rack.
And you know who else has a really nice rack? Mike Nellis from Chicago, who will join us in hour three.
He's hot.
I did his.
I'm sorry. He's like, I'm like smitten. Yeah. I'm in deep smit.
No, he's
you are smit.
He is the greatest alpha liberal, and he's doing great, you know, just reporting from Chicago because he's there. It's the epicenter, so I can't wait to talk to him.
You were on his show yesterday.
Yes, and I got 11 billion emails from Substack. Thank you. I'm not even, for a person that's not even sure what Substack is, I was like, what is happening to my email?
Before the show, we all agreed that Substack is a worse spam generator than LinkedIn.
Wow.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in and commenting, though. I suppose that's a good thing. Ooh. I can barely get to my porn. I kid. Do I? Okay. Anyway, he was the one, Chris, first on our show yesterday. What a circle jerk this is. No, we were talking about him on our show.
Right.
Is that he's talking about the ISIS tear gassing Chicago cops.
Yes.
Don't tell me you're the pro-police party or you're there helping somehow. And also he just reported, and then CBS picked it up, that they're doing phony 911 calls to get Chicago cops to come. It's insane what's happening. It really is. Oh, here's, by the way, because we love our L.A. Stephen Miller fun facts.
Yes.
You mean President Miller?
Right.
That's what I'm starting to call him to get him off.
He is president,
from
obviously.
From south of Montana.
Didn't get to go to Brentwood.
Okay.
Had to go to Santa Monica High School.
Oh, the horror.
And we get all the best stories from our LA listeners because we have people that went to high school with him. Oh, God, what a little douche he was. He had hair at one point.
He did.
Still looked like a douche.
He was still bald, even though he had hair.
Like a Q-tip with, like, pubes that got caught, you know, on the top. You're, like, in the shower or something. Like, maybe clean the shower drain with his head. Okay.
His head's too big. He's got, like, that Mars Attacks head.
Yeah, like a wide.
Can I just say, get near the drain.
He lost his shizzle on CNN. Do we have it in the original German? I think we do. It's better in the original German. But have you seen when he loses his complete on television? Like a crazy person. Pardon?
President Goebbels?
Pee Wee German. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You're looking. Yes, we have it in the original German. It's better like that. This was with Caitlin Collins.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Stephen. Okay. All right. Anyway, here's my latest. Mike says, growing up in L.A., I knew a number of people who went to Santa Monica High with Stephen Miller, and I recently learned that he began his spiral into right-wing madness after being rejected as a prom date by a Latina classmate with whom he was obsessed. It all makes so much sense now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that makes all kinds of sense. No. Great. And so now America has fascism. I hope there's some Latina woman that's like, ooh, oops.
That was RFK Jr. Yeah. You and RFK Jr. could have saved us.
Yeah, I could be responsible for us all dying of rubella because I didn't go falconing with Bobby Kennedy.
Did you see a Latina woman in Congress triggered him yesterday?
No. Oh, God. Oh, yes. AOC. Is a dying laughing emoticon okay for Gen Z?
Oh, yes.
Because they played her clip to Stephen Miller's face on Fox News.
Oh, yeah. And we have both of them. Right. So here's AOC. Okay.
He looks like he is angry about the fact that he's 4'10". And he looks like he is so mad that he is 4'10", that he's taking that anger out at any other population possible. Like, laugh at them. Laugh at them.
So they play it. So Stephen Miller's awkwardly in that box on TV.
Laura Ingraham played it for him.
Because you can tell, I'm sure he has a wonderful sense of humor. A wonderful, warm sense of humor.
Yes. So this was his response.
We knew that her brain didn't work. Now we know their eyes don't work. she is a mess, right? What a train wreck.
That was his response.
He got nothing.
Can I hear that again just because of the creepy laugh that God knows how many women have heard from car trunks before it closes?
We knew that her brain didn't work. Now we know their eyes don't work. So
you'll be safe in here. I'm going to close the trunk now.
He's creepy.
So what did he say? Okay, so whatever you think of her, she's super smart, obviously.
Her brain doesn't work, but her eyes don't work either.
Every Republican guy wants to... her. Have you ever seen the pictures of them looking at her walking down the hallways? They're all like, ugh. I'm like, oh, please, really? Her eyes don't work. Okay, sure.
He is 4'11", so.
He masturbates to videos of AOC. Come on.
Chris, he's 4'10 and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's 5-something. They're just so easily owned.
He's like 5'2".
He's 5'10", I think.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I mean...
He just looks it like a little man.
I had a boyfriend once who was 5'2". You know who.
Oh!
And he's about that height. Yeah. You didn't like that guy.
Every inch was distasteful to me. It was mean to you. All right. This is probably from his years working as a garden gnome. All right. Anyway, sometimes people are bitter from their early jobs. Okay. By the way, bad news says Stephen Miller did not have a glitch. He accidentally revealed that they soft launched martial law in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Plenary authority. Did you hear him say that? Mm-hmm. The president has plenary authority. That means unlimited.
Yeah.
authority is granted under Title 10 of the U.S. Code to the president during an insurrection. The thing is, Section 102 to 110 of the U.S. Code is missing from the House and Senate cites, which defines under what circumstances the president can declare martial law. We're not facing a looming civil war. We're already in it. I mean, this is, everybody is saying it now, Jody, out loud. This is clearly, he is about to invoke the Insurrection Act and declare martial law. Yes, he said, because
he said so.
Yeah, there's that. Thank you for that. Obvious fact.
No.
He did say it.
He did say it.
Okay. Yeah, it is terrifying watching him on TV. Do we have any more? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, we do. Oh, we do.
What?
We have it in the original English? Okay. Yeah.
The black people in Chicago are thrilled that we're getting the illegal aliens out of the communities who are stealing their housing, jobs, and resources.
What?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
Undocumented immigrants are not stealing black people's, what did he say?
Homes. Resources.
Jobs.
Resources.
Yeah, it's like those migrant farm workers that are sucking up all the Super Bowl tickets. I mean, that is so...
Okay. Racist?
Yes! I was trying to think of, like, but yes. There's got to be something that's worse than racist. Layers, okay. Here we go.
If you can't see that since we've taken office, there has been a organized, systematized campaign to legitimize, dehumanize, threaten, impede, obstruct, and physically assault ICE officers in their conduct of their duties, then I can't persuade you of it because you're choosing not to see what's right in front of your face.
What is systematized?
What?
The word systematized.
He said
systematized.
Systematized. What do you mean? You don't know what systematized means?
Is it like hypnotized?
I systemize my pill compartments. No, I don't. I don't take pills. All right.
Systematized.
So, wait, there's been a systematized?
Yeah. Do you want to hear that again?
Yeah, I need to hear that again.
Okay, here we go.
If you can't see that since we've taken office, there has been a organized, systematized campaign to do...
Systematized.
That's not a word.
No.
That's not a word.
That's not a word.
That's
no.
Not a thing.
No.
That's not a word.
I think you're flustered.
I wish you would have pointed it out. We just watched him erupt. Systematized is not a word. Yes, it is. Okay.
What is systematized? That would have been my question.
Yeah.
When ICE...
Oh. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
When ICE officers have to street battle against Antifa, hand-to-hand combat every night to
come and go
from their building.
That is not happening.
When they try to exit in a vehicle, when they are swarmed and surrounded and they try to tip the vehicle over.
What?
When people bring weapons to an ICE facility to try to engage in direct violent assault against ICE officers, what is the purpose? It is to prevent Immigration and Customs Enforcement from carrying out the mission the American people elected them to do.
Oh, my God.
ICE is not elected.
They are not doing first of all, there's no such thing as Antifa. They're not doing hand-to-hand combat with Antifa to get to their car. Oh, my God. People from Portland, like, would you like an artisanal cheese or maybe some craft beer?
How about a donut?
Makes it sound like they're doing, like, karate moves on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Are there nunchucks
karate,
involved?
Karate.
I'm just a poor ICE officer trying to get to my car. Oh! Do you have a Heffenbison? Okay.
I'd like a Heffenbison.
Right? Yeah. That's a blonde. It's yummy. That's a blonde beer. It's yummy. Yeah, it's I don't really even like beer, but
the lady might not be able to drink it anymore.
I know.
Wham.
Fingers crossed.
Wham.
Negative.
Okay, so this is is it Caitlin Collins or?
No, it's the guy in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm right. Here's the guy in the afternoon.
Here we go.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people? That this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
Oh, what a dumb question. The illegal aliens who are here are taking jobs away from blacks. They're taking jobs away from whites.
Again.
They're taking jobs away from Latinos. They're taking their health benefits away. They're taking their school slots away.
No, I'm sorry. 999. He only speaks fascist. None of that.
999999. The anchor was Boris Sanchez.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yes.
Completely unnecessary piece of information.
Well,
okay.
Boris Sanchez is Cuban. He's Latino.
Oh, okay.
So
the Supreme Court ruled that they can racially profile, which they admitted they're doing.
Right.
So that was a perfectly legitimate question.
Right.
Oh, my God. Can I hear let me hear the laugh again because it's the same laugh.
It's gross. Right.
Here we go.
Is it the case that, as Pritzker frames it, you are profiling brown people, that this immigration crackdown is designed to go after people of color?
Oh, what a dumb question. Okay. The illegal aliens who
What? Oh, is my clock is not working? I thought I'd been talking quite some time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Now we, I mean...
That clock just tries to with me on a daily basis.
It only stopped like 2 minutes ago.
I just wanted you to hear the car trunk laugh again.
Okay.
Yeah, that was... I didn't
Who
like
laughs
that.
Like that? Nobody laughs.
What a stupid question.
He doesn't ever laugh, so that's actually a step up for Stephen Miller. Mm.
Sometimes brown CNN anchors get disappeared.
Okay. Boris Sanchez is also kind of hot.
Look at you with all your
You are thirsty.
You are a thirsty bitch this morning.
Thirsty Tuesday.
Oh, wow. All I said yesterday was beefy FBI agents, and I got this.
Oh, come on. You would make the same noise if you were pictured in between Anna Ortiz and JoJo from Jerk Sandwich.
True.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Beefy FBI agent is definitely not the a safe word. Don't say that.
Ms. Rahi.
Chris will just... Yeah, it's just make them worse.
Ms. Rahi is the safe word. Always has been.
Always. Uh-huh. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock, because my sister and I were talking about like your life stress, all your normal stress about your family, whatever's going on. And then you got political chaos, Trump stress. Don't worry. You don't want to worry about your home title getting stolen. OMG, it's a thing. Criminals can forge your signature on just one document, fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They can take out loans using your equity, even sell your property, and you won't know till you open your mailbox and collection note and foreclosure. That's how I would say it.
Yeah.
So I speak Scooby. If you have never checked your home title, I partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you've already been a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. Get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now. Hurry. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take like separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had like acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body. And it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist, working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results. And collagen is an interesting thing in terms of what's happened in the past 100 years. You know, our ancestors got plenty of collagen because of the way they would eat. We are very much what we say off the path. We're not getting near enough collagen, so we're very deficient in it. So it's making the structure of our bodies very weak, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we have so many falls, so many injuries. But in general, we're just extremely deficient in protein because we're so bombarded with refined carbohydrates, right? With carbohydrates with sugars and dyes and seed oils, and those things are really wrecking our health. So I really consider moving back to protein one of the easiest things that we can do.
And just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From Get Native Path, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Thanks, Doc.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Stephanie Miller.
Hilly woman, hilly woman. I said hilly woman. Oh, hilly woman. It's a hilly woman afternoon.
Hello. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton's here. Charlie Pierce is coming up.
Yep.
Mike Nellis, our new Chicago Steph head,
yeah,
will be joining us. I did his show yesterday. It was fantastic and fun.
Yep.
I got to drop a little F-bomb, so it was fantastic.
Nice. That's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. It's like our filthy Patreon show.
Ooh.
When I get to just non-FCC explosions.
I believe you linked to it on your Instagram.
Did I? Of course I did.
Well, after you texted me in a panic saying, what is this?
Oh, I didn't know how to collaborate on an Instagram post. Mike said, can you collaborate? I'm like, I can't see how you know. And I asked Chris. Yeah. Okay. I'm the same for the rest of my life. I'll ask Chris. Okay. Here's some Nazi fun facts from George Conway.
Okay.
Very important when talking about Stephen Miller. He says, I strongly object to the comparison many are making these days between Stephen Miller and Joseph Goebbels. I think it is deeply misguided to compare the two. Goebbels was a far more skilled propagandist and really didn't involve himself that much in the execution of policy. Miller currently aspires to emulate and bears much more similitude to Heinrich Himmler.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Closer to Himmler than to
Got it.
Goebbels. Okay. In any rate, it's still, you know, springtime.
Oh,
all right. Or it's
or
either way.
One.
Yeah, either way. It is springtime for... So not baby Goebbels anymore.
No.
Either Pee Wee German or...
And the fool says he is the master race.
Heil! Okay.
Heil! Right in the fool's face. Not too long.
We didn't need to think of a cute nickname for Himmler now.
A cute nickname for Himmler?
Well, because we had baby Goebbels before, but so now we need to, you know, since he's closer to Himmler. Okay. Yes, not baby Goebbels. Pee Wee German's Saturday night tweet. Legal insurrection. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, not an Oregon judge. Portland and Oregon law enforcement, at the direction of local leaders, have refused to aid ICE officers. Then he went on to call people legal insurrectionists and terrorists and blah, blah, blah. And Sam Stein just said normal Saturday night stuff when the top official in the Trump White House calls a decision from a Trump-appointed judge an organized terrorist attack on the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we've been talking about this poor judge in South Carolina whose house exploded.
Yep.
And her husband, as I understand it, is still hospitalized.
Yes.
And it's just, okay. By the way, our friend Malcolm Nance said, terrorism expert here, this statement is a clear example of what's known as state terrorism, when the dictatorship will order all instruments of its state security and intelligence apparatus against its own citizens to terrorize the population. There is no left-wing terrorism organization or machine. They just want to kill Americans.
Yep.
They are, make no mistake, inciting.
Yeah.
They are.
Sending, what is that if not civil war? Sending red state National Guards to blue states to terrorize people and to incite violence. All right, we will talk to Charlie Pierce about all of that and Mike Nellis as we roll along Stephanie Miller's show.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County is putting more than $25 million into new affordable housing projects. County Executive Melissa Agard's office announced that six projects are currently being chosen through the county's Affordable Housing Development Fund. That money will go toward building nearly 500 units of affordable housing. Those units will be designated for seniors, people who make certain amounts below the community median income, and people experiencing homelessness. Most of those units will be in Madison, but there will be a building of 80 units in Fitchburg and a building of 40 in Mount Horeb. This money helps jumpstart the process for builders. The Dane County Board will now have to approve resolutions for each individual project. Meanwhile, the median home price here in Wisconsin right now is almost $340,000. That's more than 5% growth over the same time last year. But as is typical, that number is much higher here in Dane County. The median home price here as of August is $460,000. Data from the Wisconsin Realtors Association shows the average Dane County home is on the market for 79 days before it sells, and there are fewer homes sold this year than the same time last year. According to their report, the Federal Reserve is worried about a recession and will likely keep cutting interest rates. They say that may lead to lower mortgage rates for buyers this winter. Meanwhile, if you want to buy your first home but you're not sure where to start, there's a free class this weekend that could help. The Home Buyer Education Workshop is this Saturday. They'll cover things like how to apply for a mortgage, finding what your budget should be, and what kind of assistance programs are out there. The class is free. It's at Village Mall on Park Street on Saturday, but today is your final chance to sign up. Look for the Home Buyers Roundtable, and you'll be able to find a link to register. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally, a stretch of some crisp fall weather for today. Increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, clear and chilly, lows in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, some frost possible early, otherwise sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Right now, it's 51.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now. But,
what about, what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what does the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Homeless veterans are facing a crisis in Chippewa Falls, and Brittany Carlone from Wisconsin Watch will be here to tell us a solution on the horizon and the Brewers results and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey,
Americans do not want armed troops marching in their streets. When it comes to public safety, they want civilian law enforcement when they need them, and jobs, and after-school programs for kids in the neighborhoods. They do not want Donald Trump to occupy their communities. Trump and the thuggery that his agents have brought has actively made us less safe.
Hero of democracy, Governor J.B. Pritzker, right. Chicago's own Mike Nellis will join us in hour three. He posted multiple videos from this weekend show ICE tear gassing Chicago police officers. Things feel like they are spiraling fast across the city. So we will get an update from Mike in hour three. Bella,
uh-oh.
Who said,
uh-oh.
See what I did there?
I do.
To all those young people of TikTok, I save TikTok, so you owe me big. Who said that?
Addison Rae.
No, that was a good guess. No, that was Donald Trump, your president, who you owe.
You owe your firstborn child.
You owe him bigly.
Would you like to send some gratitude to...
Yes, thank you. Thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much.
The one-finger salute.
Thank you.
All right, yes, in addition to my billion Substack notifications, now I get interruptions while I'm listening to Jody on one of her 74 podcasts.
Yeah.
Someone on TikTok is doing something. I'm like, I don't care. How do I turn this notification off? Yeah.
I opened a TikTok during the election, and all I got was, like, pro-Trump stuff, and I'm like, I'm out of here. Out of here.
Audi 5000.
I tried fixing the algorithm. It didn't work. It was all, it was still pro-Trump stuff. I'm like, nope.
Bella, would you like the latest Gen Z primer that
Please.
They have? This is from USA Today that they have supplied for us olds.
Okay. Good.
So that we can understand the youngs.
Oh, okay.
These articles all make me feel old. Can you understand the most popular slang words of 2025?
No.
Uh-oh.
Not even.
Why is Gen Z in charge of everything? That's what I want to know.
Because you used to be.
Why do we have to speak their language?
You used to be in charge, but you aged out of it.
23 skidoo. Why can't they have to?
You're an old broad. You get it.
Yeah. You're the bee's knees.
Why don't they have to learn our old language?
You got nice games.
I'm the bee's knees. She should have to learn my language.
You're cooking with gas now.
Speak boomer.
Okay, boomer.
I love the... And then they interviewed the Gen Zs. The whole point is it's not meant for you.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh. Screw you.
Well, no. It's true.
It's often meant to befuddle others.
Yes.
It is. That's the point.
Every generation befuddles the generation that came before it.
Oh, lady yells at Gen Z clown.
Speak English.
Okay, I think we've gone over some of these.
We have.
But we always must need...
Patreon, but not on the
If we're going to save this country, we need to learn their language because they're the only ones that can save us now.
That's
so
true.
A bop. Well, you know.
Yes.
Someone who has a lot of romantic partners.
Uh-oh.
I just go with the old-fashioned whore. Jody is a whore.
So it's bop now?
Bop, yeah.
Yeah, you bop from person to person. It's not meant as a compliment.
That sounds fun.
Okay.
It's Gen Z for a whore.
It sounds fun, though.
Yeah.
But what if you mean it as a compliment? What word do you use?
It's not meant as a compliment. Like, much when I call Jody a whore.
I feel like now calling, like, you can call your friends lovingly a whore, and that has more of a positive connotation.
Than bop.
To be fair, I don't use the word bop. That's more like in jokes, in joking terms, whatever.
It sounds fun to bop around.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this one is for me. Mogging is a good thing, because it means you're outdoing others by being more attractive, skilled, or successful.
Yeah,
oh,
mogging.
That's
clearly,
you.
I am mogging the bejesus
out of this. Yeah, absolutely.
Up in here, because I'm a baddie with Riz. That's, you know.
Oh,
mogging.
No,
mogging.
No, stop that.
A huzz is an attractive girl, a group of girls.
A huzz?
Or someone you'd want to impress.
Huzz is nowadays more like just an attractive person or
like
more like a crush. Like,
a
you know, the huzz.
So am I more of a huzz that's mogging or more of a baddie that's got
you
a lot of riz?
You are like Michael Michael from Blue Sky. You are huzz to him.
Oh, no. I saved this for Michael from Blue Sky. Don't glaze because that's heaping someone with excessive and insincere praise.
Yeah.
So Michael on Blue Sky is my glazer.
I do use glaze a lot.
Michael glazes me every day on Blue Sky. It sounds dirty, but it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
But anytime my roommates are like a little too into each other and it's making me annoyed, I'm like, you guys are glazing each other. Stop it. Stop it. When you're playing their video games.
You're like, I have to put up with Stephanie at work reading those Michael from Blue Sky glazes. You know why I get so many glazes, Bella? Because I'm a baddie with Riz that is obviously mogging.
Oh my God. Mogging the competition.
And I'm a maximum huzz.
Yeah.
Okay, so is huzz like a fox?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Foxes are Remember, okay. He was foxy.
All right, we're up to date.
That's more like the 70s. I wasn't.
Yeah, now, I was in the 70s.
That wasn't me. We never said foxy.
And now back to fascism overtaking America.
Okay. Aww. Okay. Oh, man.
I want to make sure I know what the right hip words are to call it when it gets here.
Mogging.
No, it's not mogging. It's fascism. You know, you made a yummy noise for fascism yesterday with the beefy FBI agents doing the fake TV arrest.
I made a noise for beefy. I didn't make a noise for fascism.
Well, you're going to need to be more specific about who you're glazing. Wow, here's a guess the quote that's going to... Exploding head emoji.
Okay.
Bella.
Oh, good one. I like that one.
Okay. Who said I'm carving my own lane and I'm absolutely disgusted that health insurance premiums will double if the tax credits expire this year? Also, I think health insurance and all insurance is a scam, just be clear. Not a single Republican in leadership talked to us about this or has given us a plan to help Americans deal with their health insurance premiums doubling.
Bobby Jr.
I was going to say RFK Jr.
No, terribly bad guesses. That would be Marjorie Taylor Greene.
What?
I don't
know. Why are we agreeing with her?
This is like the fourth time I've agreed with her. I don't understand what has happened.
I think somebody in GOP leadership pissed her off.
I think so.
I think she's lashing out.
Yeah. Did someone not go to prom with her? What happened?
He brought it to her.
Yeah, she's been doing it. Also, she's, you know, out there about the Epstein files.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't like this timeline.
I don't like what has happened here.
Something's got to be did.
Although she went back to being her usual A-butt self the other day. I can't remember why. Oh, wait a minute. She was.
Do you have a Gen Z name, nickname for her?
Oh, that's right. Oh, she's back to form here.
Oh,
she said we should cancel the demonic Bad Bunny Super Bowl show. She said Bad Bunny says America has 4 months to learn Spanish before... It was a joke.
He's joking. Oh, my God.
For his perverse, unwanted performance at the Super Bowl. Excuse me. Isn't he, like, the number one streaming artist in the world?
He's up there. Yeah. I don't know if he's number one, but he's up there.
He's way up there, yeah.
So I'm going to say he is wanted by, you know, a lot of people. Yeah.
Just
it would be a good time to pass my bill to make English the official language of America.
Oh,
and the NFL needs to stop having demonic sexual performances during its halftime shows.
I want a demonic sexual performance from Bad Bunny. He is hot.
Yeah.
I want to see him air humping on stage. He is a hot man.
He's a hottie.
I want it with Riz. With Riz. Yeah. He's mogging like crazy.
He's huzz.
Right? Huzz.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Huzz.
Oh, my God. You guys stop it. Please.
We've become a Gen Z version of I Speak Jive.
Yeah.
Like we're all Barbara Billingsley.
Hello, fellow children. Hello, fellow kids?
Yeah. Hello, fellow kids.
Yes.
Oh, do we have her speaking jive to the guys on the plane? That was hilarious.
Barbara
Billingsley.
That was
speak jive?
Really
no,
funny.
Well, it's just her saying I speak jive, but her actually speaking jive to them was hilarious.
It was very
hilarious. Marjorie Taylor Greene accused Senate Republicans of playing games with the shutdown, urged them to learn how to wield power better. Oh, well, she's back to her bad ideas, but still.
Okay.
She pushed for Republicans to use the nuclear option to push a budget through. Right. This is the thing they have to explain in every story. Republicans have accused Democrats of fighting for health care for illegal aliens. Nine. Okay.
Nine.
She said Republicans need to learn how to wield power, although she spelled it weld. So,
well,
she might be a Flashdance fan, as am I. Maybe we have that in common.
She's a maniac.
We need to learn how to weld power.
She's a maniac.
She is a maniac.
Yeah, out on the floor,
uh-huh.
The house floor. Thank you, Bella.
And in the barn.
Yeah. Marjorie, why the long face?
I agree with her. Democrats need to learn how to weld power like Jennifer Beals.
Yeah. She's a steel town girl on a Saturday night.
She is.
Maniac. Oh, we have Maniac. Don't we have Maniac? I feel like, releasing a bucket of water over me and doing a wet t-shirt contest with my Chicago t-shirt for the rest of the show. Right? Maniac.
Yeah, what would your wet t-shirt show?
On the house floor.
Hey, they look good right now.
Parts of my surfboard.
Stephanie Miller.
No, look at her boobs. You can see her boobs now.
All right, parts of your surfboard and a couple of pepperonis.
You're bigger than pepperonis. Anyway.
Kyle Griffin says the Supreme Court has rejected Laura Loomer's bid to sue social media for banning her. Mike Nellis, who joins us soon, said rare win from the Supreme Court telling Laura Loomer to... off.
Okay.
Laura Loomer has been stalking him on social media for... But, you know, we were saying the ruling against Ghislaine Maxwell that we reported yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled against her appeal.
Yes.
But... Once again, Jody, it's what the White House wanted them to do. Right. The White House has been clear saying they wanted them to stay out of this. Because obviously they don't want...
They don't want it to be in the news constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can feel he's going to pardon her.
Oh, he is so going
Did
to pardon
Did you see
her.
That? Where is that?
Oh, it's from yesterday.
That,
yeah.
Yes, that could be... This could be many, many stories down here. I'll find it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, please.
Oh, boy.
It was Who was it with? Caitlin Collins?
I believe so.
Yes. Oh, here it is.
It was a news scrum.
Yeah. He had a bizarre reaction when asked if he might pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. He acted like he was completely unaware of her or her case. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what anyone says. I know he does it a lot. You'd think he'd be better at it. He is the worst liar. He's just... So Collins explained to Trump that the Supreme Court's decision means a presidential pardon is the only way to shorten her sentence. The president asked, who are we talking about? Collins answered, said Maxwell's name. Trump acted like he was hearing the name of a forgotten high school classmate for the first time in decades. He said, you know, I haven't heard that name in so long.
Like in like the last 2 weeks?
Right. I can say I'd have to take a look. I'll have to take a look. Did they reject that? We'll have to take a look at it. I'll speak to DOJ. I wouldn't consider it or not consider it. I don't know anything about it. I'll speak to the DOJ.
He doesn't lie very well. He doesn't lie.
Oh, my God. Can you load the liar cannon, please? Just play all of them. Okay. So.
You, sir, are a liar.
Thank you. Collins noted Maxwell was convicted of child sex trafficking. Trump didn't seem like that was a deal breaker. He said, yeah, I mean, you know, I have to take a look. I have to ask DOJ. I didn't know they rejected it. I didn't even know she was asking for it, frankly. Oh, my God. Liar. Okay. Patrick tweeted, you haven't heard Ghislaine Maxwell's name in so long? That's really weird considering your personal attorney just sat down with her for 8 hours at your direction 2 months ago before you personally ordered her transferred to a minimum security prison. Pedophile. Okay, I think it's good to add that last one.
She is.
By the way, was I on vacation? Did several other Republicans get outed on the Epstein list, including Elon Musk?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
We covered that.
Well, if I didn't say it, it didn't happen. No offense,
true.
Jody.
It's always true. I'm just
Nicole
here for a week.
I'm Nicole
matter.
Kidman and to die for. If I didn't say it, it did not happen.
I'm going to find you underneath a frozen pond skating over you.
Kyle Griffin says a top prosecutor in Virginia, this is breaking news, has informed colleagues she plans to decline to seek charges against New York Attorney General Letitia James, resisting intense pressure from Trump, according to two people.
She'll be fired soon.
Well, yeah, exactly. Has she been replaced already with someone that will?
Soon.
Because here we go. This is exactly what happened with James Comey. Is a real prosecutor was like, there's no there, you know, and so... I mean, Adam Schiff was asked because he was next on the, you know, that DM or whatever it was supposed to be to Pam Bondi, right? But here we go. So we'll see. I'm sure she's already been fired or, you know, been replaced. That Sports Illustrated lawyer, how many cases is it going to be Lindsay Halligan again?
Oh,
the Sports Illustrated
she's
lawyer?
So
once she's done washing her hair, because that's a lot of hair to wash.
She's
Topics Jr.
I had that Christy Gnome thing where I didn't know who she was. I was like, wow. And then I was like, oh, she's the Trump pageant lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She was in a Trump pageant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She uses G. Your hair smells terrific.
And Breck shampoo.
You know, Chris, I can't help it. As America's fourth runner-up in Lockport's junior Miss pageant and Miss Congeniality, I have a thing for pageant girls.
Obviously. You probably thought Sarah Palin was hot with her fancy pageant walk.
I am Sandra Bullock. I stand up for my pageant friends.
What?
You probably thought Sarah Palin was hot with her fancy pageant walking.
She did have some fancy pageant walking.
No, I never thought she was that hot. Ugh.
Not even in a librarian
kind
of
way? I'm a hockey mom. Hi. It was that voice. Oh.
Had she not spoken, you might have thought.
Yeah.
Yes, just shh, don't speak. Don't speak.
Lipstick on a pig, hockey mom. Guys and gals.
That's when you put a clothespin on her lips.
Oh, do we have petty punk ass thuggery? Yeah. Imagine waking up next to this
Palin,
in the morning.
Palin thuggery.
Palin thuggery. Let's try that.
Something like that. It's around there somewheres.
Damn you, Chris Lavoie.
Petty punk ass little buggery stuff that's been going on.
Oh, I'm sterile.
That was at like half volume too.
Yeah, I know.
Honey, I didn't steal your glasses. They're on your head. Oh God, can you go to work now? That was me waking up next to that. Okay, 49.
I hope, don't rap me,
you little Gen Z-er.
I hope, fellow with a Z-er. I hope the sex was worth it.
I did not have sex with that woman. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Field of Greens. Yeah. You know what I give. So I gave my sister and my brother-in-law two of them, and I kept the two new flavors because I'm very, very excited. There's the original, and then they come in all sorts of berry flavors and things.
Nice.
There's even a cucumber lime. Doesn't that sound refreshing
and zesty?
Wow. That sounds summery.
So good. Yes. Like spa water.
Yeah.
It is.
So good for you, though. You know, Americans eat too many processed food, not enough fruit and veggies. That can make you 10 years older on the inside. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's it. They stayed the same, all their eating, exercise, etc. I'm telling you, every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-tested for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidney, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can support my big lie on the outside.
No.
I'm supporting it internally from the inside. Field of Greens, check out the university study. Get 20% off your order when you use the promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com.
Everything everyone just said is either obvious or wrong.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
The proceeding was brought to you by Zepa. With over 500,000 sold, Zepa is the only FDA-approved mouthpiece that has a 91% success rate in silencing snoring. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Save over 24% off by going to Zepa.com and using the code Stephanie today.
Text fees may apply.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Looking to grow a career? David J. Frank Landscaping is hiring. Enjoy competitive wages, opportunities for professional growth, and a supportive team environment. No experience necessary. Yes, David J. Frank provides paid training. Enjoy the benefits of working at one of the top green industry companies in the country. If you're just looking to make some money on the side, David J. Frank is also hiring for snow removal. Call 608-283-9276 or visit davidjfrank.com/jobs and see if this is the team for you.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, do it, do it, do it, do it. Thank you. Ron Filipowski said the reason why Trump can't simply say no when asked if he will pardon Ghislaine Maxwell is he needs her to continue to cover for him, giving her hope for a pardon guarantee she will keep her mouth shut about what she knows. You're not kidding. Mm-hmm. Lincoln Projects, like, he's going to pardon her. I mean, that's obviously what's... This is why he wanted the Supreme Court to stay out of it. Right. So they didn't do anything, you know, that was like, oh, this is a win. It was what he wanted, what Trump wanted, as usual. So Dino Badala with a warning. He says next we're going to see Trump order National Guard troops from former Confederate states like Texas and South Carolina to invade blue states. Trump wants a violent reaction so he can claim it's a rebellion. Then he will suspend civil liberties, elections, etc. This is right from the fascist playbook.
Absolutely.
All we can do is keep calling it out, and that's what I love about Pritzker and Newsom, etc. And also, of course, Karen in Chicago.
Aww.
Owner of the best rack in Chicago.
Yes.
I meant rack of beef.
Hello.
Beef ribs, you know. Hi.
Good.
Lamb.
Good morning. Nice top, number one, and it does show off your rack.
I love this top.
Well.
Jody has this top.
Thank you. Thank you for always pointing out what the intention is and what they're hoping for. I'm going to say I take great offense at what that Nazi ghoul Stephen Miller is saying when he is framing protesters as violent and having weapons and throwing things. I have been to pretty much every single protest, and what I am witnessing are people engaging in prayer, in singing, in blowing bubbles, in a beautiful Aztec ceremony last Friday. Yes, have there been people verbally calling into question the size of ICE agents' members or lack thereof? Yes, but last I checked, we still have free speech in
this
country.
Yes, and protesting them, dragging naked children out and zip-tying them at 3 in the morning, those people, I got news for you, are not the terrorists, the ones that are objecting to that.
Absolutely. So it is. It's still important for us to bear witness. Videotape. I try to limit my engagement verbally with them. Sometimes, you know, your emotions get the better of you because it's really hard to watch all of this unfold and meeting these family members and getting their, you know, horrific stories about their loved ones being essentially kidnapped without warrant, without probable cause.
Yeah.
And then being dealt no due process. And like literally within 24 hours, Steph, they're flying them to Louisiana Louisiana, where they know that the deportation is going to get rubber stamped, and there's a large private prison there that is taking these people.
Yep.
So it's just, we have to keep fighting, and we have to keep calling it out. So I appreciate you guys
Karen,
letting me on.
We appreciate your reports, and to Karen's point, keep, and Governor Pritzker said this too, keep videotaping,
absolutely,
keep peacefully peacefully protesting. Yeah. Do not give them an excuse for martial law.
Always.
Charlie Pierce and Mike Nellis all coming up.
Madison, Wisconsin. More lakes, more bikes, better radio. WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll find out about the Forward Madison Soccer Club with Connor Kaloa.
And filling in for Gordy will be Matt Rothschild. Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner. You're a coffee drinker.
I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning for most of my career. Yeah. You need coffee.
Something.
Or a slap across the face or something. How much coffee do you drink a day? How many cups
not
of coffee?
Not as much as you might think. Maybe 2 16-ounce cups, more or less. Maybe not quite that much some days.
Zahmer, is that true?
I mean, from what I can verify, I don't know what he drinks in the privacy of his own home.
No one knows.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the world marks 2 years since the Hamas attacks of October 7th, indirect talks between Hamas and Israel have begun in Egypt on ending the war in Gaza. In the showdown over President Trump sending the National Guard into American cities, the confrontation's playing out in the courts.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker fights President Trump's deployment in court, calling it an unconstitutional invasion of Illinois.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Federal judge appointed by President Joe Biden temporarily siding with the administration, declining to block the National Guard's deployment to Illinois for now.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The government shutdown affecting millions of us, but mostly hurting federal workers, including those who scan luggage and direct planes and air traffic control towers. They're not getting paid as the fight in Washington goes on. This is ABC News.